Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. Good evening, Funhousers, and welcome to another edition, as it happens, the last January edition of 2022 of your favorite psychic podcast, The Psychic Funhouse. I am here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, also known as the man, the legend, and the tarot, sorry, I'm the tarot guy tonight. The psychic to the stars.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I am well, thank you. Yes. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm the showrunner for tonight, as it were. My name's Lawrence Birch, and I'll be your co-host along with the lovely Mr. Michael. Tonight we are going to focus on how the month went and do some readings for people, but I thought it would be good just to kind of recap anything significant that came up for us during the month of January, either with clients that sometimes is a good thing to share with our listeners or events that we think are important for the month of January to emphasize and go over. So, and then we'll just go ahead and jump into readings with callers. So, how's that sound?
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. And as kind of a bonus treat for tonight, I thought I would offer a Celtic tree oracle reading for our lovely listeners. So we're going to have tarot and psychic readings tonight for people to call in. So we'll cover all sorts of interesting ground using that divination technique. So great. So one of the things that I think has been significant for me, just to jump into tonight's topic, has been just a tremendous amount of cleansing and clearing going on personally for me on just about every level, physically as well as my everyday life and spiritually and emotionally. I think this is a good time of year to really think about letting go of things, and especially, you know, there's a saying in some Native traditions that, you know, when something doesn't grow corn, when it doesn't grow something productive for you, it's time to let it go. And I've been constantly presented this month with signs from spirit about objects large and small, people, belief systems even, that are no longer really relevant to how I want to conduct my life. And so I've been trying to listen for those and accept them, and then when they do show up, heed them, so that I get the lesson the first time and I don't have to get bonked on the head repeatedly by spirit to say, you know, we sent you this message really nicely, but for some reason you weren't listening. So here it is with a billy club. Oh, thank you. Okay, I got it now. that kind of thing. So those are some things that have been swirling around in my consciousness since we entered 2022, which I guess is the year of the tiger in the Chinese astrology. So that should be interesting. How about you, Michael? What's your month been like? Have you been able to meet all your goals with your usual pizzazz and style, or are you challenged or struggling or somewhere in between?
Where am I in my goal? I'm kind of how I am usually at the beginning of the year, set some goals, and so far, it's only a few weeks into the month, but yeah, I'm on track into meeting them. But as it relates to letting go of stuff that I do, in pranic healing, or Hatha yoga, we follow the Kabbalistic cycle. And so, right before the birthday, that's a time of purging. So that's when I try to purge and get rid of stuff. So that's when, that's my usual dumping time. So yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then my birthday hits and, we're off to a new start. And then I do, I continue the cleaning, but a lot of the stuff I try to get, purged before, my birthday. So, yeah.
Nice.
I'm on track. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you have a new companion, your canine companion, and I wonder if you've been working with him on any deeper levels. I know he's been transitioning to his new forever home thanks to you rescuing him. But have you been meeting him in your dreams, or has he been giving you secret messages, other than I'm sure he loves you very much already? But what's your relationship been like with your dog? When did you get him at the beginning of the year? I'm trying to remember when he came into your life.
We got him, I think, right around or after Christmas. We've had him now about 6 weeks. So right after Christmas sometime. Yeah.
Nice.
And yeah, we're settling in nicely. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're getting used to each other still. I'm getting used to having a dog. I'm not used to having to take walks. I'm used to the cat. Just open the door and let him out.
You didn't walk your cat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they didn't appreciate it. They were independent enough. They're like, I got it. We got it from here. So, yeah. So we're still trying to, get used to them. I'm trying to get used to him. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Yeah.
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 Well, good.
Yeah.
So while we're waiting for callers and discussing tonight's different topics, I thought it would be useful to pull a card for the month looking back and to get an idea. Yeah, just to get an idea about some clarity on some of the topics I brought up about clearing and cleansing for me and maybe what's been going on for other people. So something to discuss. So as I mentioned, we're going to do a tarot psychic combination tonight. And what's interesting is the deck that I usually work with, I did not bring with me to the studio. So I happen to have other decks that I don't work with as much, but I really appreciate them. And the one that called to me tonight is one that I have worked with in the past, called the Celtic Tree Oracle. And so it's unusual in that it's kind of a combination of Celtic spiritual traditions with Tarot. And instead of the regular kind of tarot deck that you might be used to working with that has a major and minor arcana, this is a deck that has trees and messages from the trees. So the trees were really, really important to the Celtic people. And I have quite a bit of Celtic heritage in my background. My last name is a tree, E-I-R-C-H, Birch. So kind of interesting. So I pulled a card for the month of January, and the message for that is, so hawthorn, for people that don't know, hawthorn's a small tree, and it's really dense. I've worked with a wood before. It's this beautiful orange color, and it's very heavy. And so it's a very strong wood, a very slow-growing tree. And because of the thorns that it has, hence the name hawthorn, it's often used as a hedgerow. But when it grows on its own, it makes this really lovely, nice tree. And it flowers in the spring with these beautiful white flowers. It's in the same family as roses. And then medicinally, it's used for your heart. Has a lot of benefit for the cardiovascular system. But the message, the spiritual message, when you pull hawthorn, is about protection. Hawthorn was a tree that was revered among the Celts because it was an ally. It wasn't a tree that you wanted to disrespect. You know, the Druids were part of Celtic tradition, were the keepers of the tribal knowledge, and they were also the bards, the poets, and they were considered to be in alignment with the tree people. So they spoke for the trees. So hawthorn represents cleansing, which is what I was just talking about, and chastity. And so chastity, being chaste means being discreet, right? So not necessarily denying energy, like romantic or erotic or sexual energy, but just being really mindful about it and placing it where it's going to be most valued, you know? And I think that's often, you know, in the heat of the moment, we're coming up into February, which is, you know, Valentine's Day month. That often gets overlooked when you're feeling passionate about something, right? You want to go ahead and go for a romance, and sometimes it's a good idea to take a step back or two. I don't know. Has that been your experience with clients, Michael, where somebody comes to you and they're really in the throes of passion about a relationship and you can just tell spirit is like, okay, put the brakes on a little bit, you know, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Yes. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So in addition to chastity and cleansing, it's about protection, right? So the message is to show some restraint and to keep your cards close to your vest. You know, don't put your heart out on your sleeve. And that can be a huge lesson, right, to be patient. Because I'm often, when I'm, you know, really full of energy, I want to get stuff done. And it can be difficult to be temperate with that and to wait and to not jump the gun too much, but to be in sync with the energy that's coming to you, you know, not try to force things. Other messages from hawthorn are about concentrating on mental rather than physical activity. And what that does is it kind of prepares you for spiritual growth. The oracle talks about linking that concept with how the tree prepares itself all winter long, even though it seems to be sleeping, and then it shows up with these glorious white flowers that eventually turn into the fruit, which are called haws, so hawthorn, of autumn, right? Pretty interesting, you know, the concepts of cleansing and being circumspect or chaste and bringing in protection from other realms. I think that can be very, very useful concepts to keep in mind. And I think that's certainly been going on for me during during the month of January. Michael, would you like me to pull a card for you to see what the trees have to say about how your month has been?
Yes. Let's do that.
I'll try that.
Let's see what they say.
Okay. This could be interesting. Yeah. Have you worked much with Celtic traditions or anybody that you know who's professed to be Celtic or of that ilk? Is that
no,
in your background?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not in my background. No, I haven't. So this will be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, the Northwest, I would say even Oregon in particular, seems to be very Celtic friendly. There's a lot of Celtic themes and things like that. And I think in part it's because our climate is very, very similar to Scotland and Wales and England and even Ireland. We have kind of a maritime climate, but a lot of explorers that were British settled here. All right, so this is a card that's jumping out. Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked the Willow card for you. So that's interesting.
Mm.
Let's see what that has to say. So so the Willow in the tree alphabet, because there's a whole Ogham, O-G-H-A-M, which is a tree alphabet that was originally developed probably in the past and then brought forward by different people from spiritual traditions of the Celts. The Willow in the tree alphabet stands for the female and lunar rhythms of life. She's water-seeking, right? Thriving from preference on the damp margins of lakes and streams or across the low-lying water meadows. Water and the tidal movements of the sea are governed by the pull of the moon. The moon and its monthly rhythms is female. Contrast to the male sun's daily and yearly turnings. In several ways, the Celts held women in higher regard than we do today. On the material level, women were property owners, and whoever controlled the property controlled the marriage. Women of all types and ages appeared in the Celtic pantheon. The spiritual strength and life-giving qualities given by both female and male recognized equally in the Celtic tradition. There were many colleges of druidesses, learned women and teachers who were female. And they were respected, especially for their gifts of seership, often expressed through dreams or night visions. And I would add to that mediumship, since that's also a profession that you display to a really high degree, Michael. So interesting. It's like about female energy. Did that resonate with you? Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. You want to hear some more?
Yes, please. Continue.
Okay. So Bridget, which you may have heard of before or may not, is a goddess who's revered among all the Celts. And she has many different aspects to her. One of her attributes is as a seer, right? So she's a predictor of the future. And she has her a festival called the Fire Festival, not the one that's discredited, but the ancient Fire Festival during the month of Willow, because Willow is also associated with a month. And the festival is called Brigantia or Imbolc, and it's one of the two female fire festivals that Celtic observant people celebrate during the year. And the Willow is also sacred to the moon goddess who rules this month. Willow also offers protection against diseases that have a damp nature, right? So that's a good suggestion to be aware of moisture where it shouldn't be. And it's interesting, you know, in our bodies, right, moisture travels to where there are concentration of minerals. So if you have too much salt, that holds water in your body, you can end up with high blood. If you have too much sugar, you can end up with too much water, and that can affect somebody might have a sugar imbalance, diabetes, and things like that. So willow offers protection against damp diseases. And there are many references in folklore to the efficacy of this tree against pain and even fevers. So there's a lot of different medicinal and healing aspects of willow that are pretty amazing. When we choose, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I like that.
I know you're often, it makes sense that the willow is associated with the moon goddess, since I know you like to go out and howl at the moon now with your doggy. You told me you like doing that.
Absolutely.
Okay, last little bit. So the willow card, when chosen, reveals your female side, one that we all possess to some degree, and one that, when complemented by the male side, creates a truly balanced spirituality. As the passing of time is marked by both the rhythmic circling of the moon and the sun, together creating the pattern of the year, punctuated by nights and days. The female gift of fertility is represented in the willow as well. The willow has these really amazing, and I would say even cute, catkins, which are the buds that appear, if you've ever seen pussy willow, early in the spring. And they also contain nectar, they attract bees, and they help bring on the start of spring with its pollen. And so I think your month has been pretty fertile in that regard. And I think you've been, you're somebody who I always think of has a pretty balanced female side. So I don't know if that's been in your thoughts during the month of January, but it seems like that's been the energy coming your way, consciously or not. So anything come up for you with that information, or did that resonate, or what stood out?
Well, I guess just the female energy, because I am pretty in touch with my female side, but that's about it. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's all right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to connect to nature more, and so I don't have the connection to trees like you do. I know you have a really deep connection to nature and trees, and I'm really working on that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are you doing that on a spiritual level, or just for nature loving reasons, or all the above, or other stuff, or what's your process?
All the above.
I'm curious.
Yeah. No, just for spiritual reasons. I mean, because spirit is in nature, and and also, I can feel there's a presence in plants, and so I'm aware of it. But yeah, I mean, that's been a slow build for me, so I'm still trying.
Yeah. I think it's different. I think it makes a difference how you're raised, obviously, but also the environment you live in. If it's more urban, sometimes it can be a little bit more of a challenge to feel connected to nature. You have to take more of an effort to do it. And that can actually be a good thing, because you can be more intentional, but it can also be challenging if you don't have natural areas to really go into and relax and connect. So, Well, that's good. Well, I encourage anybody to connect with nature, because just being in nature is really healing. And I think a lot of people have, it's a term that's been coined, but I think it's rather accurate: nature deficit disorder. Have you heard of that before?
No, I haven't, but I believe it. I mean, because before I really wasn't aware of nature, connected to nature. I was aware of it. I wasn't connected.
Yeah. Yeah. kind of a play on attention deficit disorder. But I think, particularly in younger generations who, were around since the dawning of the internet, it's such a magnet for all generations, really, to be on a screen all the time. It can be difficult to break away from that and put it down and just, take in what's around you and your surroundings, let alone be intentional about immersing yourself in nature. Mm-hmm. Nature's a really powerful, and I was remembering, don't you do a ritual or ceremony or make some kind of deliberate spiritual contact with trees in the pranic tradition? Seems like I remember you talking about that.
We get energy from them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach people how, in the beginning, how to feel energy. And so we have people scan trees so you can feel their energy. And then also there's a practice where we ask the tree if we can absorb some of their energy. Yeah.
Huh.
And then we exchange, and then we bless them with energy.
When's the last
time you
did that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, though.
It is nice.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that recently, or has it been a while?
It's been a while, yeah. I have to remember to do that, especially when I go on my morning walks, to stop and exchange energy with trees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the ones we suggest to exchange energy with is the pine tree. They have the most energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And on my walk there aren't any pine trees, so I have to find some pine trees nearby.
Interesting. You know, the interesting thing about pine trees, they have an association with pineal gland, which is how they got named, pine cone. Yeah, your third eye, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very powerful stuff. Pine trees are amazing. So, all right. I'm going to pull another card for the month of February, since January is just about over, and this is our last show of the month. And we'll just kind of see what kind of energy is out there coming to us from the tree spirits and beyond. And we'll take note of that and see what guidance we can use to help us. Okay, so this card. Oh, okay. Interesting tree. So, this one is, it's called the Rowan tree. All right. And it's Rowan. And, so the Rowan is another tree that's protective specifically against enchantment, right? So in other words, if somebody's trying to enchant you either through their words or their charming way of being, or maybe more deliberately on a spiritual level, you can call on the Rowan tree to protect you from that, right? And so the name actually comes from the Norse word for runa, which means a charm, and the Sanskrit word runa, which means a magician, which is interesting. The Rowan tree was also what the runes were carved on, runic. I guess it's not really an alphabet, but it's a system of communication that was practice back in the day, and people actually used the runes for divination as well, which is a whole other known trade. So the rune tree is very important in that regard, and it's also used for divining, right? Do you know anybody who's been a diviner? Do you know about that?
Like, were they? Well, my dad used to look for water.
With, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, with two wires. He used to get a coat hanger.
Nope.
And and so when he would look for the water lines going to the house, he would use that. He'd find them. Yeah.
Was he
I used
good?
To find it
was
fascinating.
He able... Yeah, I bet, huh? Very cool.
Yeah.
I didn't. So that was an energetic practice that your dad had. Did he learn it on his own? Do you know? It'd be interesting to know if he was taught that or just kind of came by it. Or...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where he got that from, but yeah. Yeah, he. I don't know who taught it to him, but when we were, you know, maybe in our teens, when I was in my teens, he did it a few times. Yeah.
And did you watch the whole move? Yeah, you were fascinated? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, yeah, I was fascinated by it. And then, for about 3 minutes, and then I was off to the next thing. So it wasn't that fascinating enough to capture my attention for about 5 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good for a team, though. Your attention was captured at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know anybody?
I know of people. You know, I also witnessed some people doing divination and using the wires. And they also would cut wood and do it with wood as well, which is interesting.
Oh, wow.
And apparently in some Celtic belief systems, you know, the hazel tree, where hazelnuts come from, those twigs were used for water divination. And since we were talking about the rowan in the next month, rowan was specifically used for divining metal, which I did not know, which is pretty fascinating. So if you wanted to find... you know, some gold to mine or copper, maybe some lost keys or something. You could cut some divining rods for doing that from a rowan tree, which is pretty interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. Other things about rowan are branches from rowan were put over animal locations like barns and such to protect the animals from harm. Because it was about protecting people from enchantment, rowan trees were classically planted in churchyards in Wales and elsewhere to watch over the spirits of the dead and protect them, which is pretty cool. So if I was, you know, shamanically, if I was to work with this tree, I would ask it to be my ally and protector if I was doing some what's called psychopomp or work with the dead, right? Because it would be a really good ally, as would you, which is another tree that is you find in cemeteries and churchyards and things. So, one more thing about the rowan. So the rowan has this berry. In fact, there are varieties that have been developed for the fruit to eat. You can get them. The fruit's kind of like an apple, but a mealy apple. It's another rose family, so it's related to hawthorn we talked about earlier. But you can take a look at the rowan berry, and you'll see that unlike a lot of other fruits that are just round or hollow, if you look opposite the stalk, it's got a tiny five-pointed star or pentagram. And a pentagram, among other things, is a very ancient magical symbol of protection, right? You stand inside the five-pointed star and you're protected. And, you know, there's also belief systems that if you work with the star pointed downwards, with its tip pointed downwards instead of up, that's a sign of people using it to practice negative energy, for lack of a better term, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the messages then for next month is the Rowan tree can be called upon to protect you from being swayed or mesmerized by harmful or vindictive people or negative energy, which I think, boy, we're going to need that. And calling upon the energy of the Rowan tree is also going to help you retain control of all your senses so that you can see clearly, you know, negative influences, positive influences, so you can make a choice to do things that are beneficial, not harmful, and it'll help bolster your spiritual strength to turn away anything that threatens your goals or purpose or energy. So very protective. A lot of these trees are really protective, you know, because there are these, you know, trees are much more robust and intense than our friends, the herbs. Because they just have more body to them, literally. And they're also imbued, I think, with kind of a deeper and, in a sense, more long-lasting sense of spirit. Not to take anything away from our herb friends that just live for a season or for a shorter period of time, but trees are, when you really want to call on nature spirit to help you, trees are like a really good choice. There's a reason they're called the standing people by First Nation people. A lot of integrity in tree spirit. So cool. So, yeah, another protective, you know, specifically so you don't get baffled by BS, you know. I know we've had clients show up who have seen, let's just say, less than ethical spiritual people, and they come to us wanting a curse lift, or they've been threatened or things like that. So the Rowan tree would be a good guide for you to call on when you're trying to choose a healer, right? Or somebody to do psychic work or whatever, spiritual work, right? Ask it if it, you know, this person's legit, or if they're going to try to do a little enchantment charm on you and charm your wallet right out of your pocket. So.
Well, that's not nice.
No, it's not, but it happens. It happens from used car salesmen on up, so got to be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, how, you know, the cards that we pulled for January and February play out, and if they seem apropos or not. So.
Yeah.
Well, so any other thoughts? Do you have anything to add or anything come up while we're talking about the tree cards? Are you in for the month or anything you want to add? I know there's events coming up we have to talk about. So.
Well, no, I just, it's nice to be reminded again to bring the trees
to
my life. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I just forget, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easy to get busy with other things and overlook, you know, all that nature has to offer us on so many levels.
Mm. Yeah.
So I know we have some guests coming up next month. Do you want to give a little shout out about that so people know what to expect and can look forward to the shows that we've got lined up for them in February?
Sure. Two shows coming up. One this Sunday is I'm going to be talking about spirits' presence when our loved ones come for a visit. So that's the Sunday brunch show. Yeah.
Very cool.
11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And what I'm going to be, what prompted that was a friend of mine who transitioned, I think 5 years ago. was 2015. Oh my God, 7 years ago, 2015. Anyway, she came for a visit and say hello, and then also to convey her love and say hello to one of her family members. And so I think it's just a special thing when they do that. So, so I'm going to talk about that on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And then next week, we're having a special guest. Her name is Leora Leone, and she is a past life regressionist. She's a Reiki healer. She is
pretty amazing.
What else here?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, she's very gifted. An energy healer, past life regressionist, a divine life coach. She's also a TV host, a published author, and a motivational speaker. So she's going to be talking to us about past life regressions and how they can help you. So we're excited to have her.
Yeah. Is she going to do any past life regressions for callers, or do you know about that? We'll see.
No.
No? She's
no.
going to talk about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. She'll be answering questions, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, this is not the place to lead people down a past life regression. Have one here online. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be a much more intimate setting. So anyway, next Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Yeah.
Okay.
Very
cool.
And I think we have other people, right, next month?
We do. So, as we mentioned, Valentine's Day is in February the 14th. So we have a Friday, February 11th show, the next week after Leora. We're going to have a guest as well. Gretchen McKay is going to come back, who's a shamanic practitioner like myself. Go, go, Gretchen. She came on the show last year and was really well received. She reads the bones. She's a African trained shaman. Go Go Gretchen is her official title. And she's going to do some work on relationships and related concepts, and hopefully do some divination with her amazing set of objects, sacred objects she has that she literally throws on the table and then reads their position and gives you a download from spirit about pretty powerful stuff. I'm actually getting chills just thinking about it because she's really super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just a great person. It'll be fun to have her back on the show.
Yeah.
She's got good energy.
That sounds exciting.
I'm excited. Leora, I'm really, thrilled to have these guests on. It's going to be fun. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well,
very cool.
If people can't wait until your lovely Sunday show, Michael, how can they get in touch with you sooner to find out about all the magical work that you do and you're part of? What's your contact info, amigo?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. How about you, sir? How can people get a hold of the birch?
The birch tree, yes. You can walk into the forest and find me standing next to a pond. No. You can call or text during regular West Coast hours, 541-344-7534. You're welcome to email me, givingtree@earthlink.net. I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and I have an Instagram page. You want to check out my art, also under my name, Lawrence A. Birch. And last but not least is my website, which is undergoing renovation. So please be patient. GivingTreeFarmHerbs.com. So there you have it. All sorts of options exist.
Yay.
Getting more deeply into your spiritual understanding of how the world works. So. Well.
Yeah. Cool.
Looks like it's that time again. Mr. Psychic to the Stars.
All right. Well, we'll be back soon enough.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to thank my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, for another exciting show.
And I
want to
thank my lovely...
Yeah, please do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. And we'll definitely thank the spirits, as we always like to do, for participating and making the show happen. We wouldn't be here without them. And without you, lovely listeners, the show wouldn't be half as thrilling as it always is. So thank you for listening and being a part of the Psychic Funhouse community of lovely people. Yeah. All right. Well, on behalf, on behalf of the staff and our program director, who is over in the corner sipping a pina colada as I speak, I want to thank you for listening to the Psychic Funhouse and welcome you back to our archive. Follow us on Spotify or Amazon. Never miss a show on your favorite podcast platforms. And we hope to hear from you again next week. And Sunday, too. Don't forget to listen to Michael's wonderful show. So, Mr. Espinoza, take us out.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us here. And we'll see you next week and hopefully Sunday. Goodbye, everybody.